Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
So,
when I was a kid, Carol,
yes,
and I needed to raise money for, you know, something at school, we did walkathons for charity, we did school trips. I did it the old-fashioned way. Okay, this was the 90s. Keep that in mind, okay?
Yep.
I went door-to-door with a clipboard. I rang doorbells. I actually wore rollerblades
so I could do it quicker.
So I could go door-to-door.
So 1990s.
Quicker. So Southern California, 1990s. I should have skateboarded, actually. Well, it was, of course, before smartphones. Kids these days have other options, such as the one developed by our next guest, Cole Morgan, the founder and CEO of Snap Mobile. It's a digital fundraising tool that high schoolers can use to raise money for schools, teams, clubs, and more. Cole's here with us in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. Cole, good to have you with us this afternoon. I should note, you raised $700 million for 100,000 plus groups and teams.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, we're talking about some serious money here. Talk to us a little bit about the platform, and also I'm interested in the business model here and
the take rate. Yeah, so I would just say thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
When I called my mom and told her the idea for the business, I told her we were going to raise $1 million for schools.
How old were you?
I was 28 at the time, 38 now. We're actually approaching about $800 million given back to schools so far.
Wow.
We started 10 years ago. We're in about half the schools in the United States. We focus on financial transparency in schools and helping groups of people raise money for a common cause, where a lot of the crowdfunding platforms online focus on individuals raising money, come in quickly, sign up. We help groups of people that require oversight. So the school, your club organization, where somebody actually needs to oversee the financials of the group, we help that group raise money. And so the money goes directly to the organization or to the school or to the nonprofit or whatever it is, rather than the individual. So
how does it work?
Kids log in. They send out emails, text messages, social media. January 1st, we're launching a mobile app. So we'll have over 1 million kids download our mobile app next year.
So there's no mobile app up to now?
No, it's all been a web app.
Wow.
Because a web app was faster. We actually had a mobile app when we very first started, but you would show up, you'd try to get all these kids to download a mobile app. It would take too long, but that was 10 years ago and kids weren't.
They kept thinking they were downloading Snapchat.
That had happened. That's happened. Yes. So now they log in, they download the mobile app, and they go through the flow. You know, they send out their emails to friends and family. I'm sure you guys have actually probably gotten an email
from a
niece or nephew to donate to a fine arts or an athletic program. No.
So it'll take you to a site that shows you that it is Snap Mobile?
We'll show you that. So that part of the platform is called Snap Raise, and it'll actually take you to that kids fundraising page, because what we know is that people want to support kids and the causes that the kids care about. So it's not about supporting the actual football team directly. It's about supporting the kid who's a part of the football team. So it actually will take you to when my son starts using the platform. He's only two. It'll take you to Luke Preston Morgan's football page, and Luke will have a goal, and then the team will have a goal above that. So it's a hierarchical structure that allows the team to raise money. So all 100 kids on the football team are raising money at the same time for the same cause.
You do live in Texas. You're already thinking about football and your kids only two.
Yeah. Well, I played football. We live in Texas. This is whole company is surrounded by it. Yeah.
It seems so logical.
Yes.
So what was it that, what was the idea initially that you said, okay, this we've got something here?
Yes. It's a very simple idea. It looks more simple on the surface than it actually is underneath. So we have an entire organizational database that connects school administration all the way to the communities in which they live and that support them. So there's a lot of data and infrastructure, financial transparency, oversight, security, compliance.
Right.
But on the surface, it was really simple. I was selling discount cards and cookie dough in schools after I got done playing football. And a coach said to me, "We love that you're here, but we hate why you're here. So there's got to be a better way." This is the honest to goodness story. It's on our website.
Yeah.
I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Our kids, you know, we need help. We need to raise money. But we don't want to do the things that you're making us do, which is sell these things. The school doesn't like that we take cash. The kids don't want to sell things. The parents don't want to buy things. They just want to support." So I said, okay, just like my whole life, I've taken coaching. So like, what do I do? So I looked around the school and I saw every kid on their phone. And I started asking friends and family and people at bars and restaurants. I said, "Do you care about supporting kids?" And they would say yes. And then I would say, "Do you have cash in your wallet?" And they would say no. And I would say, "Do you have your phone?" And they would say yes. And I would say, "Do you have your credit card?" And they would say yes. And so I just put together the idea of the phone, the credit card, and kids asking politely for community and family support.
So what's your take rate?
Our take rate is 20%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very high. That's much higher than I thought it would be. So of every dollar that is donated, your platform takes 20%.
Yeah. Yes.
I was expecting 2 or 3%.
Yeah. It's a high take rate for what what you think of in the world of crowdfunding. But if you look at, you know, some of the other individual platforms, they just tack it on in a different way. We don't do that. There's a service-based model for us. So we help organize, coordinate, promote, maintain, and manage the entire online fundraising event. So we're not the cheapest thing in fundraising, but we are the cheapest thing in school-based fundraising, which is a very different thing, because when you sell discount cards and cookies, you're only making 50%.
That's $160 million. I was just doing some calculations here. $160 million.
But that's a big difference, because you think about,
you
know, whether it's Girl Scout cookies or what have you, you're saying that the kids only get 50%.
Yeah, sometimes less.
Sometimes less.
Yeah.
There's a product involved.
Sometimes, yeah. But you can hide behind the fact that the product is there.
But I'll be honest with you, having done that for nieces and nephews and buying wrapping paper and stuff that I really don't want, I'd rather have just given them money.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it was set up. Are you going to only stay with schools? I don't mean only, but...
No, we are the largest, you know, youth organization fundraising platform as well.
Yeah.
It's just our main focus is schools, but we grow into the youth side as well.
Yeah.
One of the other things that we provide for the 20% take rate is financial oversight and compliance for every dollar that comes into your school. So, you know, there's a school actually locally that an athletic secretary absconded with some of the money. And because they were a SNAP client, this just happened a few weeks ago, because they were a SNAP client, they were actually going and have a full audit trail of every one of the donations and the dollars that came in, and they were able to, you know, help find out that what that athletic secretary had done.
What happened?
Are you profitable?
We are not.
Where are you spending all the money? You've raised $800 million. $800 million has gone to schools, which means $160 million has come to you guys. If we're doing 20%, where's the money going?
Investment into the technology. We've acquired a couple companies as well. We've acquired 3 businesses so far. We've also raised capital as well.
$90 million in a Series B led by the investment group that owns the LA Dodgers.
Yes,
back Eldridge. Back in 2021.
Yep. Yeah, so we've hired. We invest in hiring outside salespeople. So our sales force, we have 150 boots on the ground that actually serve the communities in which they live.
So is that your highest overhead, or is it that in technology?
It's that in technology. So we've also scaled up our technology team as well.
30 seconds left here. What's the end game? Is it to go public?
The end game is to build a transformative platform that supports teachers and students, teachers and athletic directors and coaches the way that they support their kids. You know, football background with me, so I focus on the process. If we build a great company that serves the needs of all of our customers, then who knows what happens.
But you stay, you're going to stay within, like, helping, for the most part, schools. Or can it expand?
Schools, youth organizations, colleges. Yep.
It can grow.
Yeah, it can grow quite a bit.
There's a little bit of a growth runway there.
It's a big market for us.
Yeah, and imagine a moat, too, with getting the school signed on. That's a hard part.
Yeah.
It's incredibly hard. And it's one of the reasons you have to invest the way that we're investing.
Come back and let us know how things are going.
I promise.
Really interesting. Cole Morgan, founder and CEO of Snap Mobile, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon again.
Thank you.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.